Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self. With your hosts today, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir. Our beloved Imam is away, attending to other business. So we are here to carry the show. As always, we like to start with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer. We like to just elaborate again on always about the unity, the importance of what we want to do as to unify the African-American people, descendants of slaves. We was happy to be part of at a little conference today at the Philadelphia Masjid, where we had abundance of speakers from the Ahmadiyya community, the Darul Islam community, the Nation of Islam, and of course, Imam Muhammad. And it was very fruitful. And I say fruitful because everybody expressed their understanding and how they came about and the importance of it. And we couldn't help it, but intrigued that it was very wholesome. It got a lot of spirit out there. And one thing I've learned is that we all were sitting in there, and we after the same thing. We might have approached it differently, came different directions, different ways, but our destiny is to please Allah. The one thing we had in all that in common is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Regardless how, which way you came, that with the destination. And that couldn't help me. I couldn't help it from thinking that now all we need to do is to unite under one umbrella glorifying our Lord. The one thing we all had in common. And that's what we should do. Everything around here. We got to talking and mingling with a lot of the brothers, and we were sharing our ideology. And we was all in agreement with what we were saying back and forth. So definitely, we need dialogue. We need dialogue, the kind of dialogue where we can be relaxed. Relaxing our endeavors, even though we come in some different direction, but Allah made us all different, so we can learn from each other. And it was so wholesome. We were talking to a couple of the brothers from the nation, and we were sharing our ideology. They could tell that we was from the nation, or we was once with the FOI, but I told them it's still in our heart. We just don't move it. We're moving in another direction. We took it to another step. We told them about how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us somebody was coming to take us or teach us the religion, take us to another phase. And they bear witness to it, you understand? But they are still caught up. And also, I also reminded that the Nation of Islam, it was a message for the black man. So it all seemed around us as a people, the African-American descendants of slaves. That was the whole purpose. And after we done learned the tutelage under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with both of them, they made sure that we was well-versed to carry ourselves in the Islamic world. They made sure we knew We knew the prayers. We knew how to pray. We knew how to fast. We knew how to make preparation to go to Hajj, things of that nature. We were well-versed in that. Can I understand now why the Imam Muhammad could tell us that? We don't need nobody standing over top of us teaching us anymore. All we had to do is leave with what Allah said and do things to do sure. And that's all we need. And then when we stand among them, we can stand, you know, look at y'all guys, man. Y'all don't feel slighted? No, I don't feel slighted. I don't care nothing about what these other people did. Look, if you know whatever you know, show it. What have you produced with what you know? Here we sit in here. We have a whole new direction to lead the people with, to bring them out of their economic condition. All we have to do is unite. And we talk in the same language. They say, oh, yeah, let's do for self. Yeah, we know where that originated from. We're going to do for self. We can't do for self. Individually, we have to collectively be them. And we'll be the inspiration for all the other Islamic community, the Ahmadis, the Darul Islam. We can be the example for all that because why? We was already taught. We already put it in motion. And you already see the effects that we have on society. All we have to do is unite. All we have to do is learn to sit down and work together, think together, and all that. It's all we have to do. We've already been conditioned for it. We already know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But we have to unite under the umbrella of Allah, God, not under no leader, no man, as I could say that. If we're going to lead under what Allah says and do things ashore, we're not falling victim to no man. You know, I was sitting here, we were listening to the brother, and he's a brother that we all know very, very, very well. And last time we knew of him, he was the imam. He was an imam. Now he introduced him to assistant minister. Oh, how you going to be assistant minister when you're just was an imam, brother? Yes, you're going backwards. And then you putting the praise of the guy like you worship him. No, we worship Allah. We have to understand that if we can sit down and have dialogue, we'd have brought that to his, I know I would have brought that to his attention. Not to disrespect him, not to abuse him, disregard him, no. It's to help elevate himself back up to where he was when he was walking with us. And only how all of them went back to go backwards is that they got away from Imam Muhammad. And if you find all those individuals that got up and left Imam Muhammad, you can see them there. They can't come forward. The only thing they even can go backwards or they standing still. All of them. They didn't want to take the next step, jump to the next step, take it to the next level. Your growth stopped right there. So we've seen it. We've seen it. And they were looking at us when we were talking to the brothers. Man, y'all seem like y'all so advanced than us. You doing right. We went after the Imam Muhammad. One brother told me, oh, man, I want to come back around y'all, and I want to learn the call of prayer. They ain't teach you that down there? And I know you've been around over 30, 40 years, and you don't know the call of prayer? I said, look, you need to come on down with us, and we'll teach you the call of prayer, the Adhan. We'll teach you how to pray. We'll teach you whatever we know, we'll share with you. because we was taught we our brother's keeper. And if they mention that, we have to appeal to them. We have to come render our service. That's what we've been taught. And this is all part of uniting, unifying. I remember all them brothers. We were that all as one around FOI and FOI class. We was all one soldier together. But for some reason, they made their attempt to come with us, but they went back. They mentioned a couple other brothers that we knew, and the brothers was deceased right now. There's another one went backwards because of they couldn't see what the progress was. Really, you have to understand that Imam Muhammad taught us how to serve Allah. We had to be patient. We had to persevere. And we had to pray. And they couldn't adjust to that atmosphere. Maybe it was too slow for them. Maybe they needed more excitement. This is what we experience. And saying all this is that we're going to have to unite in order to take it to the next level. Just like they had when we coming out of the first part of our growth, they had to unite in order to take it to the next level. Everybody start leaving Imam Muhammad back then because they couldn't understand what he was saying. And if they didn't follow the respect, the general orders of following the leader, he's in charge, we support him. We don't argue with him. He's in charge. You didn't argue with the minister back then. You never put down the ministers and all, but everybody put the imam down. And now you see the effects that you stunt your growth. And all I had to do is see it. Now there's another brother there that he's part of the Nation of Islam, but he comes to Juma. And he said, they asked him, well, why you go over there, you know? He said, because I want to get my Juma in. I want to get my Juma prayer. He said, then I'll come and deal with you all with the Nation of Islam. And I was impressed. I said, yeah, that's what you do. And he do that. I seen him making salat with him. But then he told me his history about how he learned the religion while he was in jail. He learned the prayer. He learned Arabic and all. And I'm saying he was well-rested, you know. But as the Nation of Islam was always for our people, the message to the black man is always for our people. So he wanted to be around our people as a whole. And I said, I can relate to that. That's a smart man. That's a wise man. That's a man that Allah says in the Quran for those who understand. He understood what was going on. And you have to respect him for that. What I'm saying, we've seen all of us, if we're ready, we are ready to take the next step. Move under the allow industry, do for self, for the African-American people, descendants of slaves. We're ready for this next stage. I just listened at that little program today. It told me right there, we're ready. And we're seeing that the people are ready because they're tired of doing the same old thing over and over and over. And what we're going to have to do is whatever your program is, whatever you're trying to do, We should unite first. Put all that aside just to unite first. Once we unite, we can go back to doing our program, and then you have a wider audience to exhibit your program. We go around, we support everybody. We looking out for everybody. But we know that in order to get anything off the ground, in order to get any of your stuff off the ground, you're going to have to unite, because you're going to have to depend on the people. A law moves through the people. So if we go after the people in the law's name, we write in order. We write in accordance with what the law wants. Now, Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, taught us how to serve our Lord. That's why we can see that we're a little advanced than the other brothers and sisters. Not better, but we're a little bit more advanced. And we're not about standing there ridiculing anybody, trying to look better than each other. We still humble ourselves. We humble ourselves, you understand? Stay in prayer with them. Because, again, they're people. They are people. They us. They part of us. I see that we always reaching out to everybody to help them. But we never take on the advice that we might give them or suggest to them. You can only say a word to the right. We can't make nobody do nothing. But we also should remember, you can't make us do anything either. It's a 50-50 thing. But I know, I don't care what everything, everybody, whatever they want to do or whatever they have set up or structure, can't do nothing unless we unite first. Can't do a thing. Impossible. If we want to lead and take everything to the next level, we definitely have to unite. We're looking for all kinds of things coming out. All kinds of things. We have the brothers from Dara Islam, who the Ahmadiyya brother. He was there. He's the Ahmadiyya. They always used to remind me of the Moorish Americans. We had brothers around us that was Moorish Americans. And we know Ali and Marcus Garvey. We was familiar with all of them. We all used to mingle together within the temple. And as the brother said earlier, that earlier in his talk, he had mentioned how a lot of all that came through. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad came through the noble Abdul Ali thing. But, yeah, that's fine. And he said a lot of the teaching had stemmed from the Ahmadiyya community. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was more successful in all of them because he went after the Ahmadiyya community and Moorish man. They weren't calling the white man the devil back then. Yeah. That's right. None of them did. Yeah, well, no, I knew they were there because we could. Yeah. What I'm just saying is that what separated us from everybody else is that we stood up and called the white man the devil. That did caught everybody here, and some would say the majority would. And that's what made us leap whole over all this madness. Yeah. But see, all you have to do is look at the language. Look at the language, what they were talking. What was the language? The language was for to rise up our people, to clean up our people, get our people to love their self, get our people to love each other. And they were showing you how you got in that condition. Showed you. They didn't just tell you. They showed you how you did. That's why I was saying is that, do y'all listen? And we were listening to the brother that was from the Nation of Islam talking, and it took me back to see Clay coming in and you teaching, you know, we done been way past that. We already took the language and digested, took the good out of it, threw the bad out, and kept it moving. And we're the same thing with Imam Muhammad's language. We took all that. And how do you know that you learned from it, or it was very helpful for you? That when you dealt with out in society, dealt with the system, dealt functioning within the system. And the biggest test is how did you work around the white folks, the white man, as we would call it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to take charge of our area and everything in our possession. Imam Muhammad taught us to lead with bad faith in Allah. Be humble. Humble yourself. Approach the people with a humble spirit and be fair and honest with them. That's what Imam Muhammad taught us. And when we went and exhibited that with the white folk, they were saying, whoa. You ain't like them old other guys. I mean, I heard that plenty of times. You ain't like them other guys. Well, we got to look at you a little more different. We had to look at you to the point where they say, leave him alone. Let him go ahead and do what he has to do. We already seen what he can do, and we already tested him. But I know our greatest test comes from Allah. And if we withstand his test, I don't care what any of this stuff that people throw at us, it'll be obsolete. We can never worry about that. Now, I never worry about that. So that told me that what I was taught was very wholesome. And I proved it by our experience dealing with the outer world, the outer society. So my conviction to it has rose tremendously. My confidence in it has rose tremendously. I can bear witness. I have mental scars. I have experience to prove it. Now that's what we did out there with in Caucasian, with the Caucasian in the world. Now we got to come back and we have to deal with us, our people, the African-American, descendants of slaves, extraordinary people, as Imam Muhammad called us, extraordinary. We're not like ordinary people. So we're going to have to go an extra mile with each other and being patient, persevering, and praying. We have to go an extra mile because of the effect of the slavery. And they don't understand their condition and how to function or get themselves together through their condition. And they refuse to listen to somebody that looked like them. We used to say that with the Nation, but that happened in there. That happened under Imam Muhammad. They didn't even want to listen to Imam Muhammad. I seen that. So that there continually we are faced with that. So the face value looking at all of them, we have to approach it differently. And the best approach is to unite. Can't get past that. Now you're going to be held accountable for your action, not for everybody. Can't hide behind nobody but yourself, man. We have to unite. So are we looking for everybody to do it overnight? Absolutely not. It's going to be a slow process, but as long as we establish the criteria And as the brother said something, that was very truthful. He said that we look for the past to deal with the present. But we're prepared. The present is the youth today. The future is the younger ones to come about. They're the future, not the guys here with in the local right now. The youth that we dealing with out there in society right now, they the present. But we want to prepare for the future. We want to prepare for the younger generation. They the one that's going to benefit from all this, what we are trying to establish or what we're going to establish with the help of the Lord. There's no doubt in my mind. And I'm excited about it because I seen not hope, but I could see that spirit is there. It's coming. It's there. It's coming up. It's coming up. And everybody sat down, you know, everybody elaborate, talking with each other. And I really enjoy that because you get an opportunity to share your wealth. Your wealth is your experience and appeal and listen to people with their experience. Did that make us better than them? Absolutely not. That made us more humble with each other because of what we all seen we had in common. First thing, Allah Muhammad Dan Rasulullah. Second thing, he was African American, descendants of slaves. That's the one thing. And they even mentioned when we were talking about, oh yeah, we also we can't forget the Christians. I said yes, because they are so African American, descendants of slaves. So we can't forget them. But if we sit down and get our whole thing set up, structured, where we can sit and talk with each other and make a rational decision, be able to make rational decisions, people will see that and they always catch on. You know, society is like a copycat. They see something, somebody making progress, and they want to copy them. But this year, you have to submit to God first. You ain't gonna get nothing done if you can't submit to God, because we're starting everything off with Allah's name, doing it His way. This is the way Allah prescribed this. You understand? This is what He promised us if we do it this way. Can't beat that with a stick, because it's plain. So plain that we can almost reach out and touch it. Almost reach out and touch it. What we want to do. We sit down here to talk to you. We're not just sitting here talking. I'm not a talkative person. But if I get inspired for something, and we strive for it, I'm all down for that. I look forward to doing that. And this year, allow industry, do for self. That vehicle we can use to establish a model community, that's what I want to do. That's what I see that we can do. And that's what I want to be a part of. And anybody that come around me, if you're going to be around me, you're going to have to be a part of that too. I'm not taking nothing for granted. Ain't trying to take on anybody else's idea. Our idea is already sketched, and we're ready to implement it. We're ready to show what we know about it. We want to take a PSA right now and have Jane read from the Quran.
Thank you, Brother Nate. As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 17th surah of the Quran, right, 71, 72, 73, and 4. One day, we shall call together all human beings with their respective imams. Those who are given their record in their right hand will read it with pleasure, and they will not be dealt with unjustly in the least. But those who are blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter, and most astray from the path. And their purpose was to tempt thee away from that which we have revealed unto thee, to substitute in our name something quite different. In that case, behold, they would certainly have made thee their friend. And had we not given thee strength, thou would have merely have inclined to them a little. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, founder and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. And in terms of building this model community, the descendants of slaves, the African Americans who are descendants of the slaves of America. That means we have to unite. That means you get those as Brother Nate was talking about the program, Hindi Man with Bilal was at the earlier today. With the various Muslim denominations. We were all there. And that's where we're going to need more of that. Because to get this job done, to get our people on the right path, we have to establish this model community. And to do that, again, we're going to need the help from all of the Muslims, all the African American people descended of slaves, particularly the Muslims, but the Christians, all our people. Because of the utmost urgency that we work together as one to establish a common goal, a goal that's common to all of us. One particular goal is economics for the African American people descendants of slaves. There's no way of getting around that. Just every day you see it every day, whereas all the establishments in our community, we didn't got so now. We don't have restaurants. We don't cook breakfast no more. I just come on my way down here, the 28th Street and Oxford. There's a little breakfast spot there. I think they're Asian.
Where?
28th and Oxford up here on the corner.
29th.
They're Asian. They're all in our community. Cooking breakfast. I go up here to Germantown and Germantown and Baton, right off the corner there, Asian spot.
Yeah,
all over. The Asian and the Middle Eastern, some of my Muslim brothers, they right there, right at the corner of Germantown and Shelton. Yeah, Germantown and Shelton. They have Germantown and Shelton. Because I go to that bank right there sometimes.
Yeah,
Citizen. No, on Germantown. Right off Germantown and Shelton. That ain't school. So that's on Germantown app. Right on the corner.
Yeah.
But again, and that's another thing we have to, that's another thing, one of the goals of the Highlands do for self, of being a part of the Mountain community. And in the point of establishing business, we're going to need our own banks. because we don't need it. But again, but to have all this, to accomplish these goals, we got to have unity. We got to have unity, and people have to be sincere and really be committed to establishing this model community. Because it's almost like you either do that or just wither off and die someplace. What I'm saying is, if we don't get this done, we can't fault nobody for this. We can't see that need. I mean, we can't even look at Shaitan. He might have caused it, man, but he don't have the final say. Just to tell you, he don't have the final say. You have the final say. So again, all of us get to look at ourselves and see what part can we do in terms of establishing this model community. Yeah. We have to find out exactly what it is that we want to do. Because some of our youth, we need the economics. Because our youth, they need jobs. I mean, a lot of our young folks, they're not that they're bad people, but they had nothing to do. And a lot of them not even selling drugs, but they have to eat. So there's nothing for them to do to make some money lawfully. So they wind up hanging with the wrong crew and they start doing negative stuff. Could be selling drugs or whatever. That's because we haven't set up anything for them to earn a living, honestly. So again, going back to that model community, jobs, businesses. The business is going to create jobs. That means you can hire people and pay them some wages. When we get to establishing a school, that means when we do get to establishing a school, we're going to pay these teachers what they're getting paid in the public school. You have to pay these people money. You put to have degrees, so you have to pay them accordingly. Same way in the city of Philadelphia now, at one point I had heard that they were going to start a training program or something like, it reminded me of the CETA program they had back in the 80s. I don't know if they had it in the 90s. I know they had it in the 80s or the 70s, where the federal government would give the cities money to hire people to work in the local areas. So, I mean, a lot of people waiting for the city of Philadelphia back then in their various departments, where streets, highway, health department, and a lot of people work those jobs. They was getting paid the union wages, and a lot of them got taken on permanently. So I heard where some kind of initiative they had in the city where they were going to pay people for, I think, a year, 18 months, or pay them to work, training them to work in various city jobs. And then when that's over, they get the opportunity of getting the job permanently.
Right.
So when I heard that, I immediately thought about the CETA program. They didn't call it, this current program is now called the CETA program, but it's almost the same thing. And that's a good thing. That's needed. It's got to be all hands on deck when it comes to us. The African-American descendants of slaves, everybody got a part to play in this, because we plan on, we're going to be, the big steps are going to be the foundation, but we're going to branch out in other areas. We're going to need lawyers. We're going to need real estate. We need people going to health. We need to have our own clinics. So we're going to need doctors, nurses. Yeah, that's good. Get that off the ground, get it built up and running properly, it's going to take money. But before we get to the money, you got to have the right mindset. You got to be Can't be no your character. You respect what you want to do. Respect for authority. You have to be disciplined. And because if not, it's not going to work. And we have in this city of Philadelphia, I don't know the amount of African Americans in this city, man, but I do know we all have to see ourselves at the center of the slaves here in America. And we have to see that we have to do for self. Because it's too much with all, even in this community right here where we're at right now, all this building going on. Mostly his white folks doing all the building. So we and this building we're in now, you know, we've been blocked now for about 18 years. You know, powers that be trying to block us, but as Quran said, man plans with Allah plans. Allah, he's the best of plans. So we keep our faith in him, and also we keep steadfast and keep working at it, keep working, not going to give up, can't give up. Because this model community, and all themselves, it has to come to a reality. It has to be established. We can just imagine these whole blocks around here. We own everything on the real estate stores. I mean, we get so, I hate to be redundant, but it's so bad with us. The basic necessities of life, we don't even, some of us, we got the foreigners even doing that for us. I got my hair cut the other day. I ain't got the hair that much to cut, but I went and got it cut. This is African American. It cuts my hair when I do get it cut. I try to service my own people as much as possible. And we have to, all of us, we got to see where we play in this model community. Because once the community is established, you know, we want to have to need everything that's involved in building community life. You mentioned the schools and the various jobs we need. We're going to need people to go. We need a home security force. You know, we want it so tight that University of Pennsylvania, they have their own. That's the largest employer here in the city of Philadelphia. They have their own. I was told one from a friend of mine that was a separate police officer. I think he still is. He said they have their own SWAT team. University of Pennsylvania. But the thing is, when we get this model community status, that's going to be a part of the planning too. Mm-hmm. Having our own security force, they get the same training that the city police get. Same with separate police officers, they get the same training that the city police get. At the University of Pennsylvania, same way. I don't know about the rest of it. It looks like I don't know.
They all
need the same training. Okay. So that means they get the same training, you know. So it's just like a police officer. They get the same training. As a matter of fact, Temple Police, they can go into that surrounding community in North Philly. They can make arrests. I've seen them over at O'York Road, not living on Marvin, straight up Marvin and Erie. They can stop somebody for had them guys lined up, patting them down. So they patrol not just temple property, anything in that area. They in charge of. So we have just got to see that. This is no joke. It's going to take some work, and we need people that's going to be serious. Because it has to get done. Yes, we had no choice but to get this done. So with that, I'm going to get the phone back to Brother Nate. That's what I'm going to let go.
Thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad again, the Halal Industry. Do for self. Just want to comment right along with and continue what Brother James was saying, is that we're going to need all the people that's either our own police force, doctors, accountants, finance people, construction industry people, yes, the wholesome in building our own model community. We're going to need all that. But the first place where we're going to have to come from is the main topic here, uniting right. with the people. And I want to go right back to the program because I was impressed with how well we were receiving each other. It was respect for each other because the other day we was talking about respect. That's the main core when you're going around dealing with people. And if you show respect for them, that's approaching everything with your best side. We want to see your best side. We don't want to see the negative side because we all have negative sides. We always lead with our best forward. That's why we lead to the right. That's why we say things to the right to the people. You don't make nobody do anything, force them or whatnot, but we're always speaking to the right. And if that didn't do, we keep it moving. It's all we can do. That's what the Lord tells us to do. Or we respect the human being because he has control over them, whether they know it or not. And that's something that we had to learn because we was taught to belittle each other, disregard, disrespect each other. That's what we was taught as people. But what we really was, we was imitating the people who had conditioned us. We're only a product of our environment. If we living in a disrespectful environment, we're going to be disrespectful until somebody show you the respectful way. And this is our condition of our people right now, even though we blame the cocaine. But it's the system that we've been accustomed to. That's why we had to get a whole new system. We had to go and establish a whole new system, the legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. That's a whole new system. That's independent of that. So we can look back and say, yeah, we can leave that system alone. Because that system only creating doom for the people. We want something that's going to be wholesome. We want some atmosphere that's with the model community we talk about. An atmosphere where there's always respect for each other, for mankind, the kids, the women, the elders. There's always respect. That's the kind of atmosphere, that's a wholesome atmosphere that we strive for. And we always been talking about that kind of atmosphere, only because we're rising out of that image that we had encountered. That's the haram, I call it the haram lifestyle, not permissible by God. All the disrespect. Disregard. That's what we've been accustomed to. But today we seen where we were at odds with some of the communities. You know, there was some positiveness and then some negativeness dealing with the other community. But we could sit down and listen and let everybody speak. You know, share with us their experience. We couldn't do that before. You understand? As soon as you mention something about somebody else says something. Next thing you know, they got chaos going. But today, we could sit down and we could talk, and we can address everything. And nobody was ashamed of expressing themselves from their lifestyle or from their experience. That is the beginning of something good. And the atmosphere that you can tell because the atmosphere was it was a little excitement or whatnot in the air, and everybody was very receptive to this. And that's only you ask, you know, glorifying the Lord. He gets the credit for that. That's how you can say the Spirit, Allah's Spirit, was right there with us. Everybody was happy to talk to each other and to share their comments. Couldn't ask for a better atmosphere than that. And that's what we're looking for to establish. And that's where, as a sign, that's the beginning of what we want to establish through the halal industry. Do for self. To build our model community. That was the beginning. That's what I see. Somebody else can say something different, but that's what I see. That's what got me inspired. That's what, you know, I said, wow, you know, I know what I'm talking about today. You know, I'm telling you that I've seen it. And now once we start to manifest all that, what's on our mind, it's going to be even greater. Now society is going to see it, and then the world. But it all starts with us individually. Sit down and put our ideology on the table. And pick the best that's going to benefit all of us to start with. And then once we get it established, everybody can branch off in whatever way they want to, whatever way they want to deal with things. Because we're going to be doing for self. We want to put everybody in the business. We want to strengthen our economical situation. And the connection, what we have out in society, is very wholesome, where we can be fruitful in establishing our criteria. And I like the day, too, because we had a little combination. We had a little bit of youth or two, but the majority of everybody was elders. And that's the wisdom. That's the wisdom was in the atmosphere. The elders, they to the point they seen a lot, or they seen the outcome of a lot of things, and they can address that, and they can share that experience with the youth. They can share that. We had a stage. We seen these things. We know what happened. We know what happened when we did this and we did that. We know we've seen the outcome of it. And now we have to share that enlightenment with those who come behind us. And I'm sure everybody will be glad to participate in this year. I was looking forward to having an open session where you can address these things, open the session. You know, at first I thought the way everything was going to go, oh yeah, here we go, we got to listen to a lot of speech. But this time it was very wholesome. I said, whoa, and only one can do that is Allah. Nah, I couldn't have did it. We thank Allah for that. And we thank that. I hope everybody got something from this evening or this afternoon, that afternoon. I hope they got something from it. Because it was very, very, very inspiring to me. You know, we even stuck around and talked some more. That opened up everything more and more. As we say, the doors is open. Things is opening up now. Because we're ready. We're ready in our attitude. And that's the main thing when people look at you, they look at your attitude. How they used to always say you have a negative attitude, you have an attitude problem. Now we got no attitude this time. You know, can't make those statements this time. Now, because why? We done got wiser. Once we learn to move with Allah first, then we move with what we want. So Allah is guiding us. We're not guiding everything else. It's our time. It's coming around more and more and more. I'm seeing it more and more and more. And I know, and I tell everybody, our challenge is going to be out in the street. It shouldn't be with each other. Or we leave with what Allah said, we can roll. The challenge is in the street. Any God-fearing person, I say that greatest enemy is Shaitan. And Shaitan is lurking in everywhere. As soon as we walk out the door, Shaitan's sitting there waiting on us. He wanna whisper in our ear. He wants us to have dissension among each other. Didn't have that today. We have been in situations where there was a lot of tension, a lot of dissension. We done been around it. Not today. And I'm sure a lot of the people went home in a better mood, with a better spirit than they had when they came here. That's how you know Allah's hand is on that. It's our time now, people. We have to unite if we want to be successful. We have to unite and if we want to do for self. We have to unite if we want to build the model community. It's important. We're ready for it. We're ready to unite. I can see that because all the people from different ideologies could sit down in one room and listen to everybody with their talk. That is a great time. So we'd like to just thank you for listening to us today, and I'd like to just give the mic back to James to read the parting.
As-salamu alaykum. Join us every Wednesday join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interests of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. And with that, again, we'd like to thank you for joining in tonight, and we'll talk again
Monday.
As-salamu alaykum.